Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dan Poynter, Parapub.com. Right, Dan?
Right, Parapub.com.
Parapub.com. And Dan has written more than 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and many of them on parachuting, but many of them also on how to write a book, how to self-publish, how to become your own publisher. His self-publishing manual is a Bible, as far as I'm concerned, in this industry. But Dan, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do, and the help that you've given to me and my organization over the years. Talk to us about stories. I dedicated a whole chapter in my new book to stories, and I try to, over the years, I've tried to be a storyteller, become a storyteller, because people like stories. I've resisted against the editor's penchant to require you to write articles that are six ways to do this and five ways to do that. I believe people love stories, and I believe if you want to write a book, you gotta, if you want to, and make people want to read it and tell other people about it, it's got to have stories in it. What do you think?
Well, your last speaker was talking about stories, and the National Speakers Association talks about doing stories, and we put lots of stories in our speeches, and people may forget the what you're talking about, but they remember the point if you tell a story, because mm-hmm. they remember the story. Now, in book publishing, I put in a lot of stories, and what I did on one of my books, I wrote about how to keep your cat alive longer, and my cat lived more than 21 years. And I put out a call for stories, and 18 people sent me 23 stories, and they were fabulous about how they kept their cat alive longer, different things they did to their cat, what they did with the cat's body after the cat died.
Oh, no.
There was one woman in Minnesota, her cat died in January, and she couldn't dig a hole in the ground in January.
Oh, my.
So she had to start a fire and warm up the ground and melt the dirt.
Some of this is too much information, Dan.
And then what I do with my stories is I gather the stories, and then I sort them into categories, and I put them in different chapters where it should appear. And then I like to offset them. I'll indent them a little bit. Maybe I'll change the typeface. A lot of people go through your book, and they read all the stories. And then they go through, and they read all the quotations. And then they go back and read the book. So stories really capture people, but mm-hmm. I guess we learned that from the chicken soup books.
Right, no question about it. No, I think that's exactly right. And so what you're talking about there, Dan, is the architecture of the book.
Yeah.
When you talk about pulling a story out or pulling a call out of the pulling it out of the main body of the text.
Mm-hmm.
Those devices are part of the architecture of the book, and architecture is what, to me, is what makes a book interesting. What do you think?
Oh yeah, and it gives you ideas. You get these stories in from people, and they say, "Oh yeah, there's a few points I can put in this, right around this story," and it helps you to build the book.
Right, and I said it makes the book interesting. It makes the book visually interesting, is what I should have said.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Because when you open a page up, when you open a book up, a chapter, if the book looks like it's got some kind of activity on it, it doesn't make you feel like you're reading a textbook, right?
Right, and that's why you offset these stories and then indent them a little bit so people can identify with the stories. Mm-hmm. And they turn to a page, they read the story, then they want to read the rest of the information around that story.
That's exactly right. So these are things. So basically, one of the things you're saying, I think, Dan, is that if you want to write a book, start putting your stories down, and then write the book around the stories. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great way to get your creative juices flowing.
Fill in the blanks around the stories with the connective tissue, so to speak. Right.
Yeah, and you can go to your Harrow Help a Reporter Out. I'm sure you've told your listeners about that system there.
Yep.
And that's one. That's another place to request stories. And then, of course, you're taking part in these. You're a guest blogger, and you're
right.
The various groups online.
And you, but you also have to remember about.
You can ask for them.
You also have to remember about attribution, because sometimes you'll need to attribute the article story to someone.
Oh yeah, you put the person's name on it and their website address, because everybody wants to drive eyeballs to their website.
So if you borrow something from somebody, you should give them attribution. Hey Dan, thanks again for being here. I'm glad you're well. Congratulations on the success of your treatment, and come back again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Dan Poynter, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes around here. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.